Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just getting rolling here on this Saturday afternoon as we take you around the DMV right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're also simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, the Noah Willingham. I'll take you up the noon Eastern time. A little top, Ben Strober behind the glass taking your calls, playing the tunes, coming back from break. Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network going to join us coming up momentarily as we begin to touch on the Washington Wizards and the NBA draft coming up next week. But before we ultimately get to that, I want to talk about tomorrow's massive Game 7 in the NBA Finals between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers. And I got to, like, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is special, or that this series is special. I think you're tripping. This OKC team, if they're able to close the deal, this is one of the greatest teams of all time. They won 68 regular season games. You think about the amount of postseason games that they've won. This is one of the all-time great teams. I know it hurts people to say that, and I know we act as if today's era of basketball just isn't relevant. It's continued to show game in and game out why they're so special.
But now also this series, if Indiana, this is why I'm picking Indiana to win Game 7. I know that's not a popular pick. Vegas has them as a 7.5-point dog on the road, and everyone, you know, points to the fact
the smallest spread, though,
that Oklahoma City is on the road. I think Indiana definitely covers, but I actually have them winning the game outright because you can't stop the inevitable, which is this Indiana team. It has got it done in the same way all postseason. I say it time and time again that this run is oh so similar to the Nationals' 2019 World Series run. So many chances, or so many times where Indiana seemed down and out of it. They come back late in games and, you know, win on ridiculous game-winning shots, kind of like how the Nats had really clutch moments late in the games in its World Series victory. It's not fluke. And the fact that the Pacers have done it so many times throughout the postseason just proves that it's not a fluke. It's just the way they've won basketball games in this postseason. And look what TJ McConnell has done off the bench for Indiana, especially in this series and in the last game. How could you not remember a guy like TJ, an exciting white off the bench that is like playing old-style basketball and just taking over the game and being the ignition that Indiana needed to get back into some of these games that they won?
Yeah, I think
it's so memorable.
I would definitely agree. And I think not only is it memorable, but it's two teams that are going to be here for a while. Like, Indiana's super young. OKC is super young. Their stars are super young. They're going to be here for a long time, and they're going to be a part of the NBA's, you know, upper echelon, I guess, moving forward. The one question that I have from an X's and O's standpoint, the one thing that OKC showed in game number 6 that I think is not a good sign for them for game 7, they get into these spurts offensively where they just look ugly in the half court. I really am looking at this OKC Thunder offense and going, man, they've defended at a high level all series long, but their offense, when they've lost in this series, has gone ice cold, and they've had moments where they just can't score, the ball sticks, and things of that nature. It's just, in game number seven, like, the most important thing for them, I think, is to have continuity on that end of the floor. I know what they're going to do on the defensive end. I know the effort they're going to give there. But if you're OKC, if you can't get easy buckets offensively, and it's hard to get easy buckets offensively against Indiana because they're so efficient on offense, you miss the opportunity to get out and run in transition a lot of the times. If you're OKC, though, like, that's what matters most, more than your defense, because we know you're going to defend. That's the other thing of why I'm considering this team one of the best of all time. They swarm you defensively. And if you've watched this finals at all, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. The way that they have defended Indiana throughout these playoffs and throughout this series has been unlike anything I've ever seen. If Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins tomorrow night, if SGA wins tomorrow night and gets the MVP, he's going to have a Hall of Fame resume at the age of 26. Argue with somebody you love, not me. Like, I'm telling you, and I know people are reluctant and hesitant to heap out, you know, that type of praise, but it is what it is.
But now, in this series, I think we've seen offensively a lot of the stagnation that comes from Oklahoma City because certain guys just don't step up on given nights, whether it's Lou Dort just kind of being a non-factor offensively. But one guy that I point to a lot is Chet Holmgren.
Yeah.
What version of him are we going to get in Game 7? Because the way I kind of look at him, the way he plays, he's a bull in a china shop. Like, the way he plays, he puts his head down to the basket. You know it's going up every time, and he's kind of reluctant to, you know, playing in the system that works best for him. And I think on nights where he's not assertive and he's not getting the looks that he wants to get, he's just kind of a non-factor for me.
I totally agree with you, and I feel like his success on the offensive end has really, like, translated to whether or not they win or lose. He
exactly.
has been that third option for this group. In Game 6, though, if you all out there got the chance to watch, what just Chet that wasn't in his bag offensively? I think Jalen Williams struggled as well. Jalen Williams in Game number 6 was like a minus 20 in terms of his plus-minus. So he's just got to be better. Excuse me, a minus 40 in his plus-minus. So just got to be better. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander struggled the other night as well. He had 8 turnovers. Like, that's not being talked about a lot. He did not play well at all. And it feels like it was really us knowing and seeing OKC as a young team. We talk about, you know, we criticize them all regular season long about, well, will they be experienced enough to win in the postseason? Them losing Game 6 was that lack of postseason dog mentality. I think it's probably the hardest thing to accomplish, Ben, and let me know if you agree. When you're the favorite on the road in a Game 6 trying to close out a series in hostile territory, it's probably the most difficult spot to be in all of the NBA.
Definitely. And you pointed so many times in previous rounds, such as, you know, the Knicks-Pacers series, where the Knicks had to be the more desperate team,
right,
and they played like it in the games they got to extend that series. And Indiana was on the opposite end of the spectrum the other night at home in front of its fans, and they played with their hair on fire the entire game. They played like the more desperate team, and Oklahoma City just kind of, you know, at one point in the game, it almost seemed like OKC said, all right, I guess we're just going to have to go win this thing in 7 at home.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like, they really tailed the second half. There was no chance they were coming back. It was pretty obvious just the way they were playing.
And look, I don't blame them. If you're in the locker room, down at the half the way that they were, and then Siakam hits the buzzer beater going into the locker room, you feel like all the momentum was sucked out of you. If you're Mark Daigneault and the OKC Thunder, I'm telling my guys, hey, look, man, we already know this is probably an L. Let's regroup, right? Let's regroup and go back home, like you just mentioned, Ben, and close this thing out the way we're supposed to. I think the Thunder are in the driver's seat right now. Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer put out a poll 1 minute ago. It's already got 269 votes. Are you rooting for the Pacers or Thunder in Game 7? 72% of America, or Kevin O'Connor's followers, are rooting for the Indiana Pacers.
I mean, that's obvious.
Because they're the underdog. America loves a Cinderella story. I don't care about them being the underdog. I care about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has got the chance to really put himself in a class that I don't know that a lot of people were willing to put him in. He is going to go down as an all-time great. Tyrese Halliburton's not. I'm rooting for history. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has had one of the most special scoring seasons that you'll ever see. I want to let you all hear some audio from post-game of Game 6 of the NBA Finals. We'll read a couple of tweets as well before we get out of here. If we got it ready, here's Tyrese Halliburton really explaining post-game what everyone's thinking that's on the outside looking in. What is it like to get the opportunity to play in a game number 7?
It's exciting, man. It's so, so exciting. As a basketball fan, there's nothing like a game 7. There's nothing like a game 7 in the NBA Finals. Dreamed of being in this situation my whole life, you know, so to be here is really exciting. Really exciting for me and our group. And, you know, like I said, what's happened in the past doesn't matter. What happened today doesn't matter. You know, it's all about one game, you know, and approaching that the right way. So everybody's got to take care of their bodies. Good couple film sessions, you know, good preparation, you know, to get ready for that and let the cards fall where they may. You know, it's already written. You know, we've worked our tails off to get here. And, you know, just got to trust the work that we've put in. And, yeah, man, I wouldn't want to go to battle with any other guys. So I'm really excited about it.
Love the way that Tyrese Halliburton put it. Game 7 is what you dream of. I'm excited for both of these teams. I'm excited for both of those fan bases. Game 7s are always big. Ben, you already have put your drawing your line in the sand, I guess is the best way to put it. You're riding Indiana tomorrow heavy, huh?
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, you cannot stop the inevitable, which is Indiana winning this championship. I have seen it. It's written in the stars right now, the Milky Way Galaxy. The greatest NBA Finals run of all time gets complete tomorrow.
I was going to ask you, did your lay hit the other night?
Nah, it didn't.
How much were you off?
How much was I off? I don't even know. I didn't really look at it, to be honest. Like, I just
once the game was in blowout fashion, it was kind of like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I put like $5 on it too, yeah. So I really don't care. I hit 2 parlays during this NBA Finals already, so I'm good. I profited off the NBA Finals.
The books. Look, tomorrow,
and I don't bet often at all.
Exactly. So I know how that works. Tomorrow, though, I mean, it feels like all of America. Tomorrow is one of those days where FanDuel rakes it in, because like everyone and their mama is going to be betting on the game tomorrow. This is your last chance to bet on the NBA this year, and it's Game 7 of the Finals. So I'm super excited for it. The over-under right now is set at 215. Can I give you a little betting tool? That would be each team scoring 107 points, or 108 points, basically. I think they go over that. Part of me wanted to go the opposite way if the number was a little bit higher. When you're in a Game 7, you don't think nerves are high and the rims get tight and you're going to be nervous and not going to be making easy shots. Like, I can see it going that way. But OKC being at home, when you think about how poorly they shot the ball the other night, I think they're going to have one of those games where they can't miss and they're in fuego from downtown. Speaking of the Oklahoma City Thunder, their unquestioned leader, the MVP of the 2025 season, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, had this to say post-game. Give it an explanation to why they lost in game number 6.
The way I see it is we suck tonight, we can learn the lessons, and we have one game for everything we've worked for, and so do they, and the better team's on everyone.
Second round, Michael.
Point blank, the better team is going to win on Sunday. Get this audio via Clutch Points on the X app, and whenever this guy, Joe Sway, posts his audio, I got to remember we can't use it. There's this terrible echo that's on it, and I'm sorry y'all had to hear that, but that is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a somber Shai Gilgeous-Alexander saying, hey, look, we understand what Sunday is, do or die, win or go home, backs are against the wall. I'm calling my shot. I like the Oklahoma City Thunder to finish one of the best seasons of all time with a NBA Finals trophy. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we will unearth some of the rumors of the NBA draft as we begin to look ahead for the Washington Wizards two picks in the first round next week in the draft for the Wizards. How many stars are they able to bring to D.C.? And I'll tell you one guy that I think if the Wizards leave next week's draft with, we all as Wizards fans would have to be thrilled. That's next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking up the noon Eastern time. About an hour and a half left to go in the program before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He'll take you up to about 3 o'clock. We'll hand things over to Toby Altizer. So a full slate of local programming as we get you geared up for the late-night Nats. Nats continue their West Coast road trip, game 2 of 9 in a row out west. As they take on the L.A. Dodgers tonight, Jake Irvin set to get the start for D.C. It is a 10-10 first pitch pregame coverage. Gets rolling right here on The Fan at 9:40 with Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll bring the Nats on deck. Lot to get to before we hand things over to the D.O.C., Rick Doc Walker. We're just talking all things NBA Finals. I saw a tweet, though, that is going to get me on a tangent, and Ben, I know you're behind the glass laughing right now saying, see, you never pay off the tees. Don't follow
the way. You're
doing
it again.
Don't follow the way I do radio. There was an article put out in The Athletic, and Jim Bowden, the former manager of the Washington Nationals, actually made some suggestions in terms of what the Nats should be doing at the trade deadline. I think there's a short list of players that I think we all as Nats fans feel like probably should go at this deadline in order to get back some, you know, potentially decent young prospects. The trade that Jim Bowden projected was Nathaniel Lowe getting shipped to Boston for left-handed pitcher Peyton Toll. Now, obviously, Boston with a void after the trade that rocked Major League Baseball last weekend, late Sunday night, Rafael Devers gets shipped to the San Francisco Giants. Ben, I didn't even get to ask you your thoughts about that. Like, for a guy of his caliber who's just spanking the baseball right now, for him to get shipped out at this point in time, knowing how well the Sox were playing, I think they were winners of 8 out of 11 at the time. They were a half game out of the final wild card spot in the American League. how bad must have things must have gotten terribly toxic in that clubhouse for them to choose to pull the plug on Rafael Devers?
I don't really know, and I almost look at the Red Sox as a similar organization at this point as the Nats, because they're both teams that won World Series a year apart of one another, and since then they haven't done diddly poo. As that, I literally just stole your line right there.
Really,
but they really the Red Sox have kind of just been irrelevant for years now, much like the Nationals. And I think a part of that is because they're also not really willing to spend big money. And I know they signed Devers to a massive contract years back, but I feel like this trade is almost because they want to get his money off their books.
Yeah,
and like they didn't really get much back.
No, they didn't. I think that's the more disgusting part about this if you're a Red Sox fan. To have that minuscule of a return, to have that terrible of a return for a guy of Devers' caliber is honestly embarrassing. The one thing I would say, though, you're 2 years into a $300 million deal for Rafael Devers, and I guess the glass half full perspective is you're cutting your losses early and you put yourself in position to go out and I was doing national radio, Ben, Sunday night when the news broke, and we took calls on this for about an hour and a half, man. People were worked up. I had a bunch of callers calling in from the Boston area. I even had some Pirates fans call in and go, oh, no, the Sox are clearing their books so they can sign Paul Skeens or trade for Paul Skeens and pay him when it's time to do so. Just shows you just how terrified baseball fans are. When you're a fan of a terrible organization and you have one or two really good picks or one or two really good players in your system, you're always fearful of losing them. In terms of the Nats that could potentially be moved to the deadline, Michael Soroka, as we mentioned, Nathaniel Lowe, I think, is a candidate. I would love to know, and Ben, maybe you can answer this, do we view Kyle Finnegan better here locally than what he's viewed nationally?
Probably, because his save total is pretty high, and he's mostly reliable. Mm-hmm. I think there's a fine line, though, between great and good as a closer, because there have been so many closers. You think of Craig Kimbrell and his prime, Mariano Rivera. When those guys come into the game, you know the game is over.
Exactly.
Finnegan, you don't know the game is over. You can be like, okay, I'm relatively confident that he's going to get it done, but he's kind of shaky at times. He always makes it kind of interesting, which
I find
funny. There's a, you know, it's almost like a movie watching a top of the ninth inning with Kyle Finnegan trying to get the save, because it's always an adventure with him. But he probably would be a guy that I think a team would be interested in, not really to be a closer, but to be a setup man or someone that would be used around the seventh inning, because I think that might tool his skill set actually better. I'm not sure he's really made for the closer job, even though his save total would suggest that he is. I think he's probably better off as a setup man, actually.
Well, isn't that insider baseball from Lil Top? But here's the other thing, Top. Think about the other night. What a terrible time for him to swallow the ball is what I'm going to call it. Like, it feels like when you're in the midst of a losing streak and you need a guy to be as reliable as he's been, Kyle Finnegan even had a hiccup. And it kind of shows you just how terrible of a spot the Nats are in.
He gave up his first homer of the entire season to blow that game late. And I know I think he's blown three or four saves this year, which isn't awful. Yeah. And like I said, the save total's up there because he's their guy. Like, he's going to go out there, and you give him enough opportunities, he's going to go out there and get saves. And I think Kyle Finnegan is fine. I think he kind of struggles with two outs for whatever reason. I know he's got that devastating splitter that he likes to throw a lot, but he gets into these instances, especially against really good hitters, where they just keep fouling off every pitch he throws with two strikes. And every time the at-bat stretches on over 10 pitches, he almost never wins one of those things. And those always do benefit the batters, you know, typically speaking. But I don't know, something about Finnegan, there might be some interest in him. He's on an expiring deal this year, and obviously the Nationals didn't pay him a whole lot. They really waited until the last minute to even bring him back.
Yeah, honestly, that was a big story.
He almost wasn't even here this year.
Yeah, it was a big story of the winter. It's something that they accomplished right at the tail end of spring training, right, if I'm not mistaken, or right before spring training started. So we'll see whether or not the Nats are active at the deadline. Just gave you a couple of veteran names that they could potentially part ways with. Ben, I just DM'd you some audio from our guy Brian Windhorst of ESPN. I want to read a couple tweets here as well. My guy Commander Jigga tweets at me and says, OKC was the best team in the NBA this season and will win the last game of the season to remain the best team in the NBA. Did you hear that? Hear that, Top? Commander Jigga says the Oklahoma City Thunder are going to walk away with Game 7. I hope he's right.
I can't fault anybody for wanting to pick OKC. They won 68 games, for God's sake. So they've been one of the best teams of this era, for sure, and they have the MVP. So I can't fault anybody for picking OKC to win a Game 7 at home. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I just believe in Indiana. That's what I see.
So we can talk about this a little bit later on in the show, because I think you're probably the perfect guy to talk to it about. I don't know if you're hip to the TBT. It's one of the things I get into every summer that always just keeps my attention. I should
Mello's
have mentioned
back.
This. Mello is back. So the Maryland team this year, have they normally traditionally had a TBT team?
Yeah, Shell Shock.
So, okay. The group that they're going to be able to put together this year, when you add Mello Trimble back to the fold.
And Daryl Morsell.
Like, it feels like it's the early 2010s all over again, man.
It's fun. It's really fun.
I really do love this stuff. It's always cool to follow it. I remember I was co-hosting with Danny the other day, or a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about things that you randomly get glued to for the summer. You're not a diehard fan of it normally, but when the summertime comes around, it's what you get into. For me, it's the TBT. The basketball tournament, where you get to see prominent alumni from some of the best programs in all of basketball or all of college basketball go at it for like $1 million cash prize. It's always cool. It's super competitive. And it shows you how certain guys age, which is also super interesting. A lot more to get to as we take you up the noon Eastern time right here on The Fan. When we come back, we'll get into the Ace Bailey news. Brian Windhorst of ESPN had some thoughts on Ace Bailey as well, but if you're not hip, we'll get you up to speed real quick. The projected number 3 overall pick in the draft, Ace Bailey, kind of complicating his pre-draft process. We'll give you the details on how Ace Bailey has been moving as we're about a week out from the NBA draft. That is next here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. We'll take you up to noon Eastern time here on The Fan. That's baseball comes your way later on tonight. Game 2 of 9 in a row out west. It'll be Jake Irvin on the bump for D.C. It is a 10-10 first pitch. And you can hear the action right here on The Fan. So a lot more to get to. We'll talk all things Washington Wizards coming up here momentarily. About Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network going to join us coming up at about 11. We'll also get into the Washington Commanders as well. Big-time info dished out yesterday on Grant and Danny. We'll get you that and let you hear from their guests from yesterday who gave plenty of good insight and information. D.C. Councilmember Zach Parker giving plenty of insight and information on RFK 2.0 and just how close the D.C. City Council is to voting on this RFK 2.0 legislation. So we get to all that coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Right now, though, got a call rolling. Our guy Carlos is in Maryland. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Carlos?
What's up, Manel?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just a young man trying to make it. But
aren't we all? Aren't we all?
Right. But just two things. I just want to speak on the Rafael Devers trade. I think that, you know, the Red Sox have done another fumble, you know, fumbled again. Because why would you trade a player that high of a caliber, that great of a player that rivals Aaron Judge when it comes to AL East, you know, best players in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
And you just traded him away for a bag of chips. And then
that's the big thing, Carlos, that I think people are upset about. The return was so bad that it almost makes you feel like it almost gives insight into how toxic things got in that clubhouse.
Right. I don't think it could have got that toxic to where you just traded him for some peanuts. But then, you know, also, just to finish it off with the NBA Finals, I do believe the Indiana Pacers are going to take in 7, and that's because of the experience of Rick Carlisle over Mark Daigneault.
Yeah. And
not only that, but he's been in situations like this before, and he's had much harder finals that he's beat, much coaches that you would think are either better than him or teams that you would think that are better than his team. But he uses his knowledge and wisdom to push his team ahead, especially in 7 games. So I think they're going to win.
Case in point, the 2011 NBA Finals when the LeBron Big 3 in Miami made their debut. That Dallas team, way less talented but much better coached, as Rick Carlisle continues to show. He is a first-ballot Hall of Famer and is going to be a guy that is revered for a long, long time. Carlos, we appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. He brought up a good point. Rick Carlisle does not get the love that he deserves. Ben, I don't know if you saw one thing that the NBA has done, and I love this. I tweeted it out the other night. They are now televising the starting lineups as a part of the pregame coverage, and it's not something you normally see. And Rick Carlisle, as he was introduced, came out to Many Men by 50 Cent. So if it gives you some insight as to how Rick Carlisle is living.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I mean, so that will go number 2. Brian Robinson walking out to Many Men will be for sure. That would be the best intro.
It was probably the best moment of the Ron Rivera era.
It was the only good moment, really, if we're being honest.
Yeah. If we're being honest. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If we got it ready, Brian Windhorst of ESPN gave some thoughts on number 3 overall prospect in the draft, Ace Bailey. Well, he's most people's number 3 prospect. In this draft, Ace Bailey, the freshman out of Rutgers. A lot of discourse surrounding Ace Bailey over the past 48 to 72 hours because of how, you know, he and his camp have chose to move through this pre-draft process. Most folks leading into this thing thought he was the consensus number 3 pick, right? Most people think that the draft starts at number 4 with the Charlotte Hornets because Cooper Flagg's going to go 1 to Dallas. Dylan Harper is going to go 2 to San Antonio. And then Ace Bailey, throughout the majority of this process, most people thought was going to go number 3 overall to the Philadelphia 76ers. Well, Ace Bailey saying, hold my beer. His camp refusing to work out with the Philadelphia 76ers and have really cut off any contact between him and Philadelphia to this point. Now, the thing that I think is very interesting and a key caveat in all of this, Philadelphia's already visited him on campus. Philadelphia's already had a private meeting with him at the NBA scouting combine in Chicago. So it's not as if they have no inside information on who Ace Bailey is as a prospect and as a person. I just wonder if you're – this is where things get interesting. Whenever we talk Sixers, Ben, you got to bring the parallel of Josh Harris. Does Josh Harris and Dale Murray, are they comfortable taking a guy that's made it very clear he doesn't want to go there? Will they pull the trigger on a prospect that says, hey, I don't want to go there? This has been the frustrating part to me about Ace Bailey and the dialogue surrounding him. Last year, Alex Saar forced his way to the Washington Wizards, yet we didn't say a word about it. Ace Bailey's doing the same thing. When you're a top five NBA prospect and your future is on the line, this is a massive decision for not just you, but for your family as well. If you go to the wrong situation and you can't maximize your potential and get the absolute most out of your career, then you're going to live a life full of regret. So I don't blame Ace Bailey at all for trying to dictate where he ultimately ends up. I think it's what the best prospects do. At the end of the day, though, I don't care if he's 6'10 or 6'8. When you are as fluid of a scorer as he is, when you're able to naturally score at all three levels and create shots for yourself and others, there is a spot for you in the NBA. I continue to say it. If you put him with the right coach, and I think the staff here in D.C. would be perfect for Ace Bailey, you put him in the right situation with the right guy and the right coach. When you've got a 7'1 wingspan and you're 6'8, you could be a plus defender as well. So I'm super excited to see how the pre-draft process continues to shake out for Ace Bailey and where he ultimately wants to go. Rumor has it that Ace Bailey is trying to get to either the Brooklyn Nets or the Washington Wizards, and for good reason, right? New York, massive media market, basketball town, and when you think about where that organization is right now, he would have the runway to go get 20 to 22 shots per night. I understand why he didn't want to go to Philly. If you go to Philly, you may not even start, right? There's Paul George, there's Tyrese Maxey, there's Jarrett McCain, there's Joel Embiid. You'd be at best the fifth or sixth option, and you may not even start. So I get why Ace Bailey doesn't want to go to the Philadelphia 76ers, and anybody trashing him for it, I simply just don't understand. Brian Windhorst of ESPN had this to say about what's currently going on in Ace Bailey's pre-draft process.
Every year there's a dangerous prospect in the draft, at least one. He's a dangerous prospect because he's obviously incredibly talented. You draft him, it could be a grand slam. You pass on him, and somebody else drafts him, and you might have it all over your face. You draft him and it doesn't work out because of these are concerns, that could get you fired. He is a classic situation of, and that's why I think the team that gets him will be a team with a general manager who is very safe in his job, who says, trust me, I believe in this player, and that's what I would be watching for on draft night.
That's Brian Windhorst of ESPN giving his thoughts on the pre-draft process for Ace Bailey. He described Ace Bailey's team that he ultimately goes to as a team that's going to draft him will have to be secure in their standing. You know which general manager is pretty secure in his standing? Will Dawkins here with the Washington Wizards. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, I will continue to empty my Wizards pre-draft notebook, including a look at Jonathan Givony's updated top 100 prospect list as we're about 4 days out from the start of the NBA draft. All that and more next here on The Fan. One 800 636 1067 is the number. As we take you up the noon Eastern time here on this Saturday afternoon, as we take you around the DMV, we're simulcasting on our sister station, the Team 980, as well. You can tweet at me if you want to keep the conversation going off air. It is at NELL_BTP. I got Commander Jigga tweets at me and says maybe Josh Harris and Ted Leonsis can work something out to facilitate a Bailey move to DC. I think this is all interesting. Everything that Josh Harris does with the Sixers, I'm fascinated with, because it's an inside look as to how he may move here with the Washington Commanders. So always fascinating to me to see, you know, how he moves and the decisions that he makes. I think ultimately when it comes to when it comes to the Sixers and this Ace Bailey situation, like I continue to say, they have enough info on Ace Bailey to where if they like him, they're going to take him. Point blank, period. So we'll see how it ultimately plays out. I know where he wants to play. The other possibility is this, and we'll get into this in more detail coming up at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. if the Wizards want Ace Bailey, the Wizards can get Ace Bailey. As I've reported over the past 72 hours, they are very confident in the assets that they have to trade up for a prospect if one of their top guys falls. Guys like Corey Kispert could be on the move. In talks for the number two overall pick, I don't know if Bilal Coulibaly was included in those talks, but I would have to assume nobody on this roster is untouchable, is my number one takeaway and the best way that I can put it. We know they got on the phone and tried to call San Antonio for the number two overall pick, but they're locked in on Harper. I would have to imagine the Spurs say that they're locked in on Dylan Harper, but if you get to draft night and a Godfather offer comes across your desk, it's not something that you could turn down. It would be considered irresponsible probably to turn it down. So we'll see if they ultimately stick and pick with Dylan Harper at number two. But for the Wizards relative to Ace Bailey, like if that's their guy, and I know they're high on him, they're going to get him. And I know what the conversation has been. Well, he's 6'7" and a half relative to the 6'10" that he was listed at Rutgers, which is egregious, by the way. And I think, Ben, you've done a ton of play-by-play over your lifetime. This is what colleges do in the program, right? I think in my program, at my school that I went to, Bethany College, I was listed at 6'4", and I'm 6'1". Like, that's just what happens in programs. And it's funny, but in a situation like this, it's not, because it's genuinely hurt Ace Bailey's draft status. Like I said before, though, I don't care if he's 6'7 or 6'10". What he can do offensively, the skill set that he has on that end of the floor, warrants him being a top three pick in this draft. 100%. 100%. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Anthony is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Anthony?
Oh, so you taking calls today, huh?
I am taking calls yesterday. Did we not get to you yesterday?
Okay. So who was on the calls on when you were on Russell's show?
I'm not even sure. Man, that was three shows ago for me. I think it was Max.
He put me on hold.
Yeah, that was he put you on hold and I didn't get to you. That was just me not getting to you.
He put me on hold and never even came back to me.
Oh wow. Oh, he never screened the call.
Right. He never even came back to me.
Gotcha. Well, lucky for you.
I was on hold for over an hour.
Well, lucky for you, you got the floor right now to say whatever you wanted to get off your mind. So, here you go.
I'm going to get off of my mind that I called you last night, too, and didn't get on.
Look, we got you in now. What do you
okay,
got for us?
We cool. I forgot to add something to what I told you the other night. your man also shined it up and turned it sideways.
Talking about Larry Tunsil.
He did everything but call you Rudy Pooh. Now, with this Ace Bailey thing,
yeah,
they need to just settle on some players and let them play. At some point, the youth movement has got to stop. So either Middleton or Smart need to stay.
So you're not in favor of shipping away the veterans in exchange for assets. And I know there are a lot of people out there, Anthony, that agree with that. My thought is this. I think I ultimately agree with you. To have a team with no veterans on it, I think it's tough. You at least have to have one. I'll say this about Chris Middleton. I think Marcus Smart is the more likely of the two to get traded, because right now Chris Middleton technically is not a member of the Wizards until he opts into his $31 million player option, and we assume that he's going to do that because no other team on the market is stupid enough to give him a deal like that. By the time he does that and he opts in, I don't know if the Wizards could even get any value for him, because that's a bad contract.
We gotta have some veteran presence in the locker room. As much as you are a Jordan Poole sexual right now.
You just call me a J. Poole sexual. I've been called a Chase sexual. I've been called a Jordan Poole sexual.
Jordan Poole cannot be the voice of wisdom in the locker room. He just can't be that.
I challenge you on that, and I challenge anybody that says that. Why can't he be?
Because of the way he plays. He doesn't play winning basketball, Linnell. You've been around the Wizards long enough to know that. He wants to be Steph Curry, but he can't be.
He wants to be Steph Curry, but he doesn't have a good team around him, is how I would ultimately put it. Like, there is no...
That's part of the process.
The team's not good enough to compete, so no matter if he was playing well or not.
No.
And he is playing well, and I don't want to even misconstrue that. He has played well since he's been here in Washington. I don't think anybody could argue with that. He just doesn't have the help around him. He's doing his part.
He does too. Remember Andre Blotch?
Oh, gosh. If you're going to compare Jordan Poole to Andre Blotch, then we can just agree to disagree. One guy is a professional. One guy was barely a professional. Jordan Poole is a world champion. I hate that we act as if he's just never been anything in his career and nothing's ever been serious for him.
I'm not saying he doesn't have the talent. I'm just saying he has a bad habit with the way he plays. He will jack up shots that he has no business jacking up. He on the Wizards, he's a prime candidate for shocking the fool sometimes. And you even know that.
I get it. The shot selection is not the best. This is what I will say about Jordan Poole relative to his shot selection. If he is a dude that works as tirelessly as anyone, all the shots he takes, he works on. That's my thing for Jordan Poole. I appreciate the call as always, Anthony. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, brother. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We've already gotten to the final hour of power. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll pay some more bills when we come back. Final hour of power before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. We'll let you hear from Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network, and we'll get his thoughts on the Washington Wizards coming up. But when we come back, we'll open up the phones. 1-800-636-1067. According to multiple different reports, the Wizards active when it comes to working the phones and trading up in the NBA draft. Do you want them to trade up for Ace Bailey, or do you want them to stick and pick with the number 6 overall pick? Your calls on that next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.